This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Nick Karski with you here on this Wednesday. We have a guest in the studio, which means when that happens, it's a wildly important guest because, as you know, for the last 6 months or so, we've been recognizing so many community game changers around these parts. And this month's community game changer is April Wright, who joins us here in the studio. First of all, welcome to the ESPN Ithaca Studios.
Thank you so much for having me.
You said you've never done anything like this before.
No, this is my first time. This is exciting.
Well, you were nominated for all of the work that you do in the Trumansburg area, being a personal trainer and especially working with a lot of these student athletes, mm-hmm. a part of Trumansburg High Athletics.
Yes.
What stems your commitment to working with these student athletes and you wanting to work with these student athletes as they go on to compete at the varsity, JV level, mm-hmm. whatever it may be?
Mm-hmm. It really started when my girls went into the high school and at the varsity level. They had nothing going on in the summertime, running into freshman year, you know, totally different experience playing a varsity sport, and they had nothing to do in the summertime. So it kind of stemmed from helping them train and get them excited. And of course, they don't want to hear anything from mom, no matter what, you know, my profession is.
Sure.
So it's more fun with kids, their peers, their friends. And it got started with that, and it's just kind of rolled from there. We've had kids at the house constantly, and, you know, if you're going to come to my house, let's get on a bike, let's, you know, work out and have fun.
So all of this happens at your house?
Most of it happens at my house.
Wow.
Sometimes we go on the track, like in the summertime, we do track workouts, and a bunch of kids have shown up. Now it's kind of over the years, it's a competition with my son playing football, and now my girls have graduated high school, but they still get involved a little bit, and I still work with the soccer team, varsity girls soccer team. So they'll get the boys soccer team involved, and then it's a little competition. Who's got the most teammates showing up for this workout? Who can handle it? So it keeps me in shape because if I can't do 100 push-ups, I'm in trouble. So if I can do 100 push-ups, they better do 100 push-ups. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun. The kids really like it, and hopefully less injuries come about in the fall season. But it's really grown from there. They come to my house now. We do what we call hills and stairs workouts that I do at the gym with my class. So it's a bunch of us older folks, and now the kids have started showing up. And it's just been a lot of fun, a lot of camaraderie, a lot of conversations,
yeah.
And it's built a good little community with kids, keep them motivated, you know, and just help them through life, really.
We got your nomination, and it's from Neil Clifford, who has been around those parts for a very long
mm-hmm,
time
mm-hmm.
Over there at Trumansburg. And part of what he wrote says, "Truth be told, our entire athletic program has experienced sustained success over the last several years, in large part thanks to the efforts of April. She's an amazing source of energy and enthusiasm and a role model for the rest of our community." When you hear that, what does a quote like that mean to you from somebody like him?
That's amazing. First of all, it makes me want to cry. But second of all, he's such a great person. And for him to write something so awesome, it's inspiring to me as well to be a better person, to keep pushing and doing more for these kids. Because you kind of just do it because you enjoy it. And you want to get these kids motivated and take them through life, even beyond. There's, you know, whether they play a sport in college or not, you want them to be, you know, taking care of themselves and having an outlet. And just coming from him as a guy who's so involved with the kids himself and so in shape himself, it keeps me kind of motivated. Like, hey, I guess, you know, you are making a difference. And to be noticed is really nice. It's rewarding.
ESPN Ithaca's community game changer, April Wright, is with us here inside the ESPN Ithaca studios. How have you seen your work as a personal trainer kind of pay off for the student athletes? Like, how have you seen that work sort of pay off for them in particular?
I'm just going to use the girls' varsity soccer team
sure,
as an example.
Yeah.
They had a very small team this year. They didn't have a lot of subs, so they were going to be in those games, especially overtime games, against really tough teams. And so I trained them in such a way that they would be able to power through no matter what. You get to a point where you feel like, I just can't take another step. There's just no way. My legs are dead. They're tired. They're heavy. I can't breathe. And so I train them in such a way that hopefully in a game, they'll remember that feeling that they had on the track and be like, you know what? I did it then. I can do it now. And so, and it happened. They did send me text messages and be like, it worked.
Kind of going off of that then, what's been a rewarding moment for you working with a student athlete? Is there one example or maybe a few examples that come to mind where you can kind of take a step back and be like, you know what, that's special for me to see them be able to flourish, maybe because I was able to have a little bit of a hand in that.
With my daughters, for example, and my son, now that he's graduating, try not to cry because it's today, get to a point in a sport where you are mentally broken and you feel that when you just dig a little deeper, and it's rewarding to see them dig a little deeper and push through, whether it's an injury, they come up against something that's mentally really tough, even in life.
Yeah.
And people joke like, oh, it's just a workout. I'm like, well, it's a workout, yes, if you come one or two times. But when you come consistently and you're with other people and you're doing it and you're working together, and you kind of push yourself to a level that you're not sure you can really do, and all of a sudden you achieve it, and you're like, hey, I can actually do that. And it does, you know, go beyond just doing 100 push-ups, let's say. You know, just in life, when you conquer, the girls are in nursing school now, and it's really, really hard, and they kind of had to really dig deep, and running track at the same time at college is tough. And when you kind of incorporate everything that you've learned over the years, and you can achieve more than you ever thought you could. And so it is much more than just the workout.
Yeah.
You stay consistent, you build on that, you're with people that are doing the same thing. It just turns into a lot of fun. You have a community. And it's very rewarding to see them, you know, now is getting to be adult, to dig a little deeper and push themselves.
And I think that's very cool, considering that, yes, you've done stuff for the greater good in some sense for Trumansburg High School athletes, let's say, but it does always kind of come back to being mom and being able to see your kids be able to, you know, almost utilize what you have taught them.
Right.
I think that's really cool, like you just kind of alluded to.
Yep.
What are some of the biggest takeaways when you work with a student athlete from that district over there? What are some of the biggest takeaways that you hope those athletes get when they get to work with you?
I hope that they can take away, first of all, knowing how to do it safely, and to come away knowing that they can do something safely and not get injured. To also be able to know their limits and to go a little bit beyond that, and know them, believe in themselves. I really, you know, I'm there to teach them. I'm here to coach them. I'm here to kind of push them a little bit and say, yo, let's try this. Let's try something new. And for them to kind of go away at the end of the summer thinking, hey, you know, I learned a lot of new things and I can actually take it on my own and maybe teach somebody else and encourage other people. Like throughout the whole summer, they'll make phone calls to their friends and be like, hey, let's, you know, get more of the team in to come and get together and work out. And by the end of the summer, the whole, you know, all the teams are there.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to see the fall teams especially come together and as a, you know, a school community type of thing and encourage one another and then keep that encouragement going and building each other up throughout the fall, you know, the fall sports especially. And then, at, you know, in a smaller school, it then rolls into winter and spring sports. And then when I see them throughout the year, I can connect with them and be like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my hamstrings are really holding up, you know, whatever. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. And it's good to see them help other people as well.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah.
You want people to be good. You want these kids to grow up to be good people and encourage one another in any way possible.
Clearly, it's been wildly appreciated over there by the folks at Trumansburg.
It's so sweet. Yeah, I'm so thankful.
You got it. April Wright, one of ESPN Ithaca's community game changers. Thanks so much for stopping
by. Thank you for having me.
BTL is back after this.